Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Chavav Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chavav Amin Aleph. So says the Mishnah, V'kulam, in all these cases of Chashad, Shahayu Lahem Nashim, if the man had already a wife, the aid had a wife, the Chacham Sha'asar had a wife, Umesu, and then that wife died, so then Mutarisli Nasir Lahem, then they can marry the woman, who either the aid was Matir, or the Chacham Sha'asar. There's no Chashad anymore, because he had a wife already at that time. Being that he had a wife, so Mustama, he wasn't thinking about this lady. V'kulam, another exception is V'kulam Shanisu, if the woman went ahead and married someone else, she got married a second time to a different man, and then when this she got divorced or widowed from that second husband, so then Mutaris Linasi Lahem, as a third husband, she could go ahead and marry this aid and this Chacham Sha'asar. There's no more Chashad because she married someone else in between. And in all these cases of chashad, the woman is allowed to marry the brother or the child of the man that there's a chashad with. She can marry the aid's brother or son. She can marry the Chacham Sha'asar's brother or son. That much there's no chashad. Now the Gemara's medayik from the first case of the Mishnah, that meisu in is gar shulai. That if the aid or the Chacham's wife died, so then they're allowed to marry this woman. But if they get divorced, so then they're not allowed to marry this woman, because that also has its own chashad. It looks like they only got divorced in order to marry this woman. Now, I'm really Rav Hillel or Rav Ashi, but we learned in the Braisa that afilu nisgarshu, that even if they get divorced, they're allowed to marry the woman. Says the Gemara, like Asha, hada havai katata, hada lay havai katata. It depends if they were already fighting from before, so then the divorce doesn't look fishy. But if they weren't fighting, and all of a sudden now they're getting divorced, so then already that's where it looks fishy. That's where our Mishnah says it's only if the woman dies. Both cases, they were not fighting. And our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where he starts the fights afterwards. Being that he's starting the fights, so then that's where it looks bad. But even though they weren't fighting before, the Bryce is talking about a case where she starts the fights afterwards. Being that she's starting the fights, so there is no chashan, and the man could go ahead and marry the woman. V'kulan shenisu, the Mishnah said that also, if in any case where the woman went ahead and married someone else, she already had a second husband, and then that second husband died or got divorced, or they got divorced, so then she can marry this man who she had a chashad with, she can marry this man as a third husband, because the fact that she got married in between got rid of the chashad. Now, kasalka daitav, that misa v'gerishin agerishin. Like in the case of the aid who said that her first husband died, what happened was that she got remarried, and then her second husband died. Or in the case of the Chacham Sha'asar, where she got divorced from her first husband, she went ahead and got married to a second husband, and then they got divorced. So she got widowed two times, or she got divorced two times. That's what it seems like our Mishnah is saying. Now the question is that name of Masnis and the Lake Rebbe, and that it seems like that our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe. Deika Rebbe, Ha'am, Rebbe Trey Zimni, Havi Chazaka. Rebbe Shita is that a Chazaka is created by two times, so if so, after she got widowed two times, or divorced two times, she should have this Didin of a Katlanis, that she's not allowed to get married for a third time. So says the Gemara, Loi Misa, Gerishin, Gerishin, Amisa. Whatever happened to her first husband, so the opposite happened to the second husband. Either if the first husband is a case where the husband died, so the second husband, they got divorced. Or the first husband, she got divorced, the second husband, the husband died. And in that way, there's no chazakas over here. V'kulan mutaris of ne'em o'lacheyem. We said in either case, in any case of chashad, so there's no problem for the woman to marry into the husband's family, to marry the husband's brother, to marry the husband's son. And we don't have to be concerned that maybe then the husband and the woman are going to have their own private relationship. Now, ask the Gemara, why is it any different from that which we learned in the Mishnah, that hanita min aisha aser b'ima v'naisa b'bito b'achaisa. And if the one has, there's rumors going around about a guy with a certain woman, so we don't allow him to marry into her family, not to marry her mother, her daughter, her sister, because we don't want them in close proximity. So you see, we do have a concern when they're in close proximity that maybe they'll have their own relationship. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Teretz number one is that neshe legabi neshe shchichan da azlan, but gabi lo shchichan. It's specifically when it comes to marrying into the woman's family, that's when we have a chashash. Because let's say it's Reuven and Dina that have the chashad. So if Reuven marries Dina's mother, if Reuven marries Leah, Dina's going to be over all the time because women get together a lot. So there's a concern that then Reuven and Dina might have their own private relationship, as opposed to if Dina marries into Reuven's family, if Dina marries Reuven's brother, Dina marries Shimon. So there's no concern, there's less of a concern that Dina and Reuven will end up together because Reuven and Shimon don't hang out as often as women do. Women hang out much more than men. But Gavri Dasu Shchivasan Adadi Kafti Adadi. Now, a different chilek is that by women, being that a woman knows that even if her husband has a separate relationship, it's not going to aser him to her, so they're less makbid, meaning, of course, they're makbid, but they're less on guard. As opposed to a man, he knows that if his wife has another relationship, so then she's going to be aser to him, so he's more on guard. So that's why when it comes to Reuven marrying into Dina's family, we have to set up extra isurim, because we know that the wife is not going to be as much on guard. As opposed to when it comes to the woman marrying into the man's family, Dina marrying Shimon, so we could rely on the fact that Shimon himself will make sure that nothing happens between Dina and Reuven. Because Shimon knows that if Dina ends up having a relationship with Reuven, it's going to end their marriage. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi Aviv Nami. So why is this heter for the woman to marry into the man's family? Why does the Mishnah say that the heter is to marry the man's brother or his son? It should apply to the man's father as well. The father also will be very careful to make sure nothing happens. So says the Gemara, Inachanami lo miboy kamar. We just didn't need to specify that. Loi miboy aviv debaz is b'nei minei. Of course, when it comes to the father, his child won't want to do anything with his spouse anyways because he's scared of him. But by his son, you might have thought that we should be concerned that maybe the father might end up doing something together with his wife. Kamash Malan, that no, we still do. We don't have to be concerned. Hajjan Allah, Ketad Eishas Achiv. Says the next Mishnah now, that Arba Achin, if you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Shnai Mehem Nesuim, Shtei Achayos, you have two of them, Reuven and Shimon, who are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, Umeisva Nesuim, Es Achayos, and then Reuven and Shimon die, so Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. The Lacha is Arei Elu Chaltzos, Velo Misyavmais, they have to do Chalitza, they're not allowed to do Yibum. For now, we'll assume the reason is because Yesh Zika, and Mamela, each woman, each one of the sisters, has an Isser of Achay Ziku Kasai. Ve'im Kanu Vekan, so Yaitziu, says the Tanna Kamma that if they go ahead and they get married, we'll make them get divorced. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer that it's machlokes. Beishami Aimer Yekayim, Beis Hillel Aimer Yetziu. According to Beishami, they're allowed to stay married. According to Beis Hillel, we make them get divorced. Haisaachas mehen asura ala echad iser erva. If let's say one of the sisters is asur to one of the brothers with an iser erva, let's say Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so then asur bo mutter machlokesa. So then Levi, of course, is asur to Rachel, but he's going to be mutter to the sister, he's going to be mutter to Leah, she won't be achaziku kasa, because Rachel is an erva to Levi, so she doesn't fault him to Yibam. The Asheni, whereas opposed to the other brother, Yehuda, so he's going to be Aser B'Shtayan, he's going to be Aser to both women. Isser Mitzvah, Visser Kedusha, however, if Rachel is Aser to Levi, but not with an Isser Erva, she's just a Shnia, or she has an Isser Kedusha, she's a Lav or an Asay, so then Chaylatzes Lo Misyavemes, so then they have to do Chalitza, they're not allowed to do Yibam, they have to do Chalitza because it's only Nisa Derabanan, they can't do Yibam because the Maisa is Nisa Derabanan. Ha'isa'achas Man Asura Alze Isser Erva, Vashni Asura Alze Isser Erva, let's say Rachel and Leah, each one of them Aser to Levi and Yehuda, but to a different one. Rachel is Aser to Levi, and Leah is Aser to Yehuda. So then, Asur Lezem, Mutaris Lezem, Asur Lezem, Mutaris Lezem. Rachel, who's Aser to Levi, is Mutter to Yehuda. And Leah, who's Aser to Yehuda, is Mutter to Levi. Vezui Sham, Rachel said, Kashi Yavimta, Eichelatis Aimis Yavemes. And it's about this that Chazal said that you can have a case of two sisters falling to Yibam, and yet still it's possible they're allowed to do Yibam, and they do not have to just do Chalitza. They could do either one. Now says the Gemara that Shemamu no Yesh Zika. L'chayr the Pshan in the Mishnah, the reason why when Reuven and Shimon die and Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, the reason why we say they have to do Chalitza and they're not allowed to do Yibam is presumably because Yesh Zika, and so each one is Achay Ziku Kasai. Di Eng Zika, if you would say that there's no Zika, so Michti Hani Mitrei Batika Asian Haile Yabim Chada V'Haile Yabim Chada. They're coming from two different husbands. Why can't each one be Miyabim a different lady? Why can't Levi and Yehuda both do Yibam with Rachel and Leah? So says the Gemara, Lo Ilam Eim Loach Ein Zika. Really, I'll tell you that there's no Zika. So what's the problem with doing Yibam? Mishum Dekasaver, then also Levato Mitzvah Yivamin. The reason is because you're not allowed to be Mevato Mitzvah Yibam. Dilma De Miyabim Chad Mayis Idach. Maybe if Levi goes ahead, and Lamashal is Miyabim Rachel, maybe afterwards, right away, Yehuda's gonna die, and if Yehuda dies, it's gonna come out that Leah is Asa to Levi Altsachas Ishtoi, and he's gonna be Mevato through Levi having done Yibam with Rachel, he's causing the Mitzvah of Yibam to be bottle from Leah. So that's why Kumavato Mitzvah Yivamin, that's why we don't allow him to do Yibam. Yehachi asked the Gemara, if it's nothing to do with Zika, so Tchasanami. So why not speak out the case of the Mishnah by three brothers? Why do we have to speak about the case of four brothers? Bishlama, if it's out Zika, so then I understand. The Mishnah wants to talk about a case of four brothers, but there's two Yavams, to tell me a Chiddush that Yesh Zika even by two Yavams. But if it's because of an Isser to be Mevato the Mitzvah of Yibam, So speak about a case where it's just Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. So Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with either one of the women, because by doing Yibam, he's being mevatel the mitzvah from the other one. So says the Gemara, Lemi bayi kamrinan. In a chanami, that's pashat though. Lemi bayi tchlasa devade but lemitzvah yivamen. In that case, where when Levi does Yibam with one of the sisters, he's for sure being mevatel the mitzvah from the other one. So that, of course, he's not allowed to do. However, the chiddush is, of al arba lemisa lechashina. Maybe by four you'll say that Levi could do Yibam with Rachel, and he's not being mevatel Yibam from Leah, because Yehuda could do Yibam with Leah. And the what? We should be chayshish that Yehuda's going to die? That much maybe we don't have to be chayshish. Kamash mon the Mishnah that no, even by four brothers is this problem of asa levatel Yibam because we're chayshish from Isa. Oh, wait a second, ask the Gemari, Yachi, if so, that you're chayshish from Isa, and that's why even by four brothers we don't allow Levi to do Yibam, so then chamisha nami, so then even by five brothers, why does the Mishnah speak about four brothers? Even by five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Reuven and Shimon die, so Rachel and Leah fall to the three of them, so we should not allow Levi to perform Yibam with Rachel, because he might be end up, maybe the other two brothers will die. So says the Gemara, no, Nemisa de Trey Lechayshina. That far we don't have to go, we don't have to be Chayshish that both brothers are going to die, and in such a case it would taka be mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Rachel.